This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Priority Tire, shop online and get free shipping on all orders. Save 5% off with code MMA5OFF. Newsist, vegan nutrition products. Save 15% off with code FIT10. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 662.
662!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
MacRuth, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I forgot to ask if you had a drink.
Once again, have nothing. I have nothing. That's okay. That's fine. I get this.
I remembered it and I forgot it when back.
Thank you and not thank you.
So take that. Let that be a lesson to you.
I'll give you a half thank you for the thought. How's it going? Anyway, what's the word?
The word is cicada.
Ah.
Fuck those insect motherfuckers. Like we were talking pre-show. Why the fuck do you make a bug that comes out every 17 years like a goddamn plague? What's the reasoning behind this?
Mother Nature likes to play tricks on us.
No, I don't like these tricks. It's annoying. They haven't started making all their fucking click clackies or whatever they do, but they're all over my shit.
That's gross.
I can't even make the noise. So everywhere.
Thankfully, pretty soon that's all we're going to hear when we're outside is the noise.
Yeah, I want to say they're going to end by June, but who knows? Because you get these stragglers like we were talking about. There's like one or two drunk motherfuckers that are still hanging out, making their stupid noises, going, where is everyone, man? Where is everyone? They're all dead. I don't know if I should kill them or just live with them. I think you just live with them.
I think you accept what is.
Just deal with it.
Let it be. And the immortal words of the Beatles.
That's right.
Speaking of other bugs.
Yeah.
The Beatles.
I have a bunch of those in my yard too. What the fuck?
Yeah.
They're everywhere. They like to go swimming at my pool. Anyway, we want to start with some breaking news.
I could. It won't be breaking by the time the show. You're talking about Anderson Silva?
Yeah, go ahead.
Chael Sonnen, Anderson Silva, supposedly gonna face off, was it June 15th or something, in a boxing match? Interestingly enough, I think Anderson's son is also boxing on that card.
That's kind of cool.
It's going to be a double thing. But, God, this is craziness. Chael Sonnen, Anderson Silva, I don't know.
This is the dumbest fucking matchup ever. It's so fucking gay. How gay is it? It is so gay. I'm getting gay. Just talk about it. Oh, my God. Like, why would you? I'd rather watch a grappling match between the two.
Yeah.
Than a boxing match. Like, because, again, like, Chael as a striker is 0% chance to win that fight for him.
Dog shit.
Yeah.
Chael?
Yeah. And there was some other shit, like Terry Crews made a post saying he was fighting Anderson Silva initially, which I think was just some kind of bullshit hype to like get people talking about it. I'd rather see Terry Crews fucking fight Anderson Silva in a boxing match more than Chael Sonnen, because what the fuck? Yeah. And the only other thing that would make it interesting, are we drug testing?
No. I think
we're great. Not. It's fucking in fine.
Nobody's testing anything. We don't even know if these people are humans. They could be robots. Not going to be testing for it. It's just going to happen.
I love it. I love it. But I don't like this matchup. Do you?
I mean, I don't know. We're talking about it.
That doesn't mean it's good. It just means we're talking about it.
I know. As I'm staring at the Silver Weidman behind you there, which I believe, 162. Oof. Yeah, I mean, probably no risk of injuring your leg in a boxing match, so I think it makes sense.
Maybe he should sweep the leg. I don't know. Pull out some Karate Kid on him.
That would be good.
Sweep the leg, Johnny! Put him in the bottom bag! As I blew out the speaker. Every time I yell, I forget that the fucking mic just cuts me off. I mean, you'll hear me, but on the recording, it gets shut off. So I said, sweep the leg. Put him in a body bag. Anyway, so that's going on. What else is happening out there?
Well, Tyson Fury had a fight over the weekend.
He did.
Alexander Usyk, you say how you say it? Usyk? Yeah. I don't know.
Sounds about right.
But I didn't see the fight, like, except for highlights and stuff. Yes. And some maybe may have seen parts of the fight in other ways that I shall not name.
It's but, technical.
Yeah, it's too technical to explain.
Can't even explain it.
Yeah, too crazy. But, you know, it's interesting to me because I think it was the 9th round, 10th round. He had him. He was like KO'd. And, I'm like, why did no one stop the fight there? He didn't know which he did. And how come he couldn't knock him out? There was like a 20-second exchange where you could see Tyson's like looking at the sky. He doesn't even know where the fuck he is.
I thought it was like one of those WWE matches because he kept bouncing off the ropes, like bounce off this rope. He did like 3 corners of rope bouncing. And then finally the ref stepped in and was like standing eight. Like, holy shit. But now I'm wondering, because I thought Francis Ngannou beat him, like when him and Tyson Fury had that match. So is Tyson Fury just cooked now? Because he lost, I think it was a split decision.
Yeah, he did. He ended up losing. Apparently, he thought he was winning going into the last round.
Of course he did.
but I don't know. Like, I don't know. I think he doesn't look in the greatest shape. I think he's a little flabby again and doesn't seem like he's, you know, doing what he should be doing or whatever. So I'm not surprised that he didn't win, you know. So he just didn't look like he looked when he, you know, was coming back and won the belt.
Yeah, like when he was fighting Wilder.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit. So that's interesting. Like, I don't know what that says about, because I'm always thinking, trying to bring it back to MMA. You heard me, MMAs, and what does that mean for Ngannou? I don't know, because he also did get smoked in his other boxing match, and I guess that's the other question: where does he go, Ngannou? Does he do the MMA or does he try to box? Maybe the fight to make is a rematch between him and Fury, because Fury's kind of tainted goods right now.
I think that could work, Fury and Ngannou for sure.
I don't know. Strange things are afoot.
How about bare knuckle boxing against Mike Perry in the ultimate freak fight?
That's fine.
Oh my God.
I put my money on Mike Perry 90% of the time. Oh, and I think Drake also bet on Tyson Fury. So he fucking cursed him. So
he always bets on the losers all the time.
He does. And he fucking bets. I think he bet like 600 plus thousand on him. Like, what the?
Does he have that
so
kind of
gross
money?
Like, I don't know, but every time he's betting like hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars on people.
Here we go. How much money does Drake have? I'm checking it
probably
out
has
right
half
now.
A billion. That's my guess, and I don't know why. I don't even know what the fuck that guy does.
You're close. It's over 250 million according to this website. So
my half right.
All right, so I mean, he can afford it. It's good on him.
Maybe, but it just seems stupid. Like, just because you have the money, I don't know. I would not bet on anything at that point, but maybe you just have so much. What excites you? I guess you get to that point. What excites me? Like, let's make some fucking stupid bets. Like, let's bet on the Bears and win the Super Bowl. Come on.
Yeah.
That's fun. Not really. Did you see UFC 304 just announce the card? It looks like we got a banger. It's right. You heard me.
Did not see.
UFC 304, you got Leon Edwards versus Bilal Muhammad, Aspinall versus Blades, Bobby Green, Patty Pimblett, and then you got a couple other guys, and then Arl Allen and Giga Chikadze. You heard me?
Chikadze.
Not too shabby.
That's not bad. A couple title fights.
Yeah, I like that Aspinall Blades.
Yeah. Blades is that guy, you know, that slowly but surely we knew about him way back in the days. He was up in Chicago training with Caprito.
Yeah.
Caprito was like, I don't know. I think that guy's going to be a champ one day, but it's going to be
what
a while.
What did he say? Didn't he say he was like a fucking monster on the ground? Like, he's
really
super
strong. He's a crazy strong wrestler.
Yeah.
So he was saying, because he used to, Caprito obviously was with Brock. He's like, he's Brock's bigger than him, but I don't know who's, I, you know, he's strong. Like you would say he's strong like Brock, you know,
Yeah.
whatever. So we'll see.
And I don't, you know, we grappled with Comprito too, and it just didn't feel fair. Like, what the fuck, man? Because obviously you have a black belt master and just toying with you. I remember like the first time going with him, I'm like, what the fuck is this about? And he's like, he's probably using 10% energy of that.
It's like we're like little kids. He's like, oh, come on, come on, come
Yeah. And you got all your aggression? Come on.
on.
Like,
See what
oh, I'm just fucking going at it like a white
was it
belt.
like?
Like,
What's
crazy.
I'll go as hard as you go, kind of thing. Like, go ahead.
And I only know one speed. It's stupid and like
Yeah.
hard and try not to hurt each other, but I'm going hard. That doesn't always work out.
Go. Hey, speaking of going
Oh,
hard,
yes.
we got to talk about a little sponsor action.
Go ahead, dial it up.
Fellas, blink if you haven't purchased a Father's Day gift yet. Yeah, we thought so. Ladies, too, you know, you can buy some shit for Father's Day. Today's episode is
Yes.
brought to you by Manscaped, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Maybe your pops has had a bush since the 70s, and that's
This
okay.
is so gross.
Our friends at Manscaped have crafted the total package for his special day. You can
Holy
like trim
shit.
that shit up. Whether it's for
Yeah.
the boys downstairs, his beard, or even the best pair of underwear out there. Manscaped has his bases covered. Head over to manscaped.com/MMANuts and get 20% off plus free shipping from daddy to zaddy. Trust Manscaped.
Okay. Zoot suit riot. You know that beard trimmer that your dad's been using since you were in grade school? Yeah, probably needs upgrading. Introducing the Beard Hedger Pro Kit, the complete beard maintenance kit for all the bearded kings. This all-in-one kit comes with a beard hedger, Manscaped's most advanced beard trimmer, as well as shampoo, conditioner, oil, and balm. For his beard. It also comes with a brush, comb, and scissors so he can style his beard and mustache like the true gentleman he is.
And remember, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Never forget where you came from, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
Happy
I do know
Father's
what you
Day
mean.
from Manscaped.
Nice.
Coming up soon, real soon.
That's right. And this episode is also sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex eyes. Remember days when you're always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance, get that extra evidence and confidence. You need the evidence and confidence in the bedrooms, wherever you like to throw it out. I can't fucking see it anymore. Listen up, bluechew.com.
Oh, I want to give it up to you, Matt. You read that with conviction every time, and
I
it's never
try
the
my
same. It's the
best.
best.
Thank you.
And fellas, remember, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. Best part, it's all done on the internet, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are always made in the USA, shipped directly to your door in a discreet package.
That's right. We like a discreet package. There's no cocks on the package, like Ingo likes to believe and tell you people. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. It's very
Oh
discreet.
man.
Discover your options at bluechew.com. Chew it and do it. We got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free. We use promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com, promo code NUTS. Receive your first month free. Visit bluechew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you, Blue Chew.
And you know what I personally like most about OneSkin? Keeps my skin smooth and semi-delicious.
Man, and if you have sensitive skin, you know how hard it is to find a product that doesn't cause irritation. But today's
That's right.
sponsor, OneSkin, makes it easy. Their topical supplements are formulated with soothing ingredients and natural antioxidants. Plus, they're gentle enough to use every day, even if you have sensitive skin.
Word.
Founded by an all-woman team of scientists, OneSkin's products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all
Ooh.
skin types. It's a big word.
He's
Not
using
only
25-cent words, and I only got a nickel, so.
that, they are the first and only skin longevity company to target cellular senescence. That's a hard one. Senescence. Senescence.
It'll be there.
A key hallmark of aging. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation often found in other skincare products.
That's right. For a limited time, you can try OneSkin for 15% off using code FIT15 when you check out at oneskin.co. Get your skin the scientifically... Here you go. Give your skin the scientifically proven gentle care it deserves with OneSkin. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FIT15 at oneskin.co. That's 15% off at oneskin.co with code FIT15. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. I forgot to blow the fonts up on like all those reads, so I'm just fucking making up words as we go along. I'm sure it'll all work out. I can't see, goddamn it.
You read it like a champ. Way to go.
It'll all work out. Let's see. Oh, this upcoming weekend. Did I mention this? No. Misfits Boxing with the main event. El Brook versus Paige Van Zandt.
Are you excited about that?
I am. It's like OnlyFans versus OnlyFans.
Which I'm fans? Just saying, whose fans are going to win is the question.
Well, I prevent. Here we go. I predict.
I predict. That's a new word.
I'll predict with my dict that El Brook will win. Yes, definitely. And inside of two. That's my prediction.
Inside of two.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to run this scenario in my head. It's like got her and her. They're gonna fight. What else is happening?
Don't have a whole lot of news, but the rumor, well, not the rumor, it's actually happened. Khalil Roundtree Jr. is out of the Jamahal Hill fight.
Yeah.
At 303 because he put out on his Instagram that he was using personalized tailored supplement service from a company that he trusted, who he thought understood his limitations, what he can and can't take. Apparently that banned substance DHEA was in there and he got busted for that. So,
yeah, I think that's so many people have got popped for that. And once again, I go back to who is banning him, because I didn't understand who suspended him, if it was the athletic commissioner or UFC, but if you can buy shit off of Amazon or like a GNC, you should not be suspended, because whatever you're getting from that is so minimal. It's not like the guy's taking fucking testosterone replacement therapy. Right. Oh, God, he's taking vitamin D. He's taking a multivitamin. DHEA. Like, what percentage is that even improving anything? If anything,
yeah,
it's fucking horseshit. It really bugs me. Like, they really gotta, like, if you can buy it online in a legitimate store, like, you should not be getting suspended. So that's unfortunate, because I think he was on UFC 304. Not so much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
John Jones, I guess he's got a date. He said, you know, gonna defend the title against Stipe November 9th in New York. And he also said he's going to make $15 million from it.
Is this a signed agreement?
That's what he's claiming. Nothing's official.
He's putting his demands out in the public eye. This is how he negotiates. Smart man. He's like, I'm going to tell the public what I'm making and what I'm doing. And then there's going to be pressure to get it done. Here we go.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
It is a form of hostility, I would say.
He's very hostile.
I think he's going to get it.
He is, but he didn't say what year. So I look at 2026. 2 years out. Like, yeah, fuck it. I got to fucking train. I got to make sure his pec's really healed. I got to make sure all this weight I put on isn't fat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What else is happening?
I was just, I think we talked about this briefly in the past and off
Jeez.
in parts, but you know, this whole Netflix thing, I've been following this live
Netflix.
sporting kind of thing that they have going on. Apparently, they've secured a deal with the NFL and they're going to be showing NFL games over Christmas on Netflix. So it's like, it seems like they're adding more and more shit to their portfolio. And I'm just wondering, we keep talking about this, it's only a matter of time. I think the UFC is going to be coming pretty soon. I have a feeling you're going to have some UFC programming on Netflix here shortly.
Yeah, I would imagine that this Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson is kind of the test run, because I will guarantee that's going to be probably the most watched thing that they've put on there ever as like a live sporting event. Because who the fuck doesn't want to see that?
Absolutely.
Right? So,
It might
and
break the service.
right. And that's what you want to do. You want to see like what can you handle? So you better hope that shit's beefed up, but I it seems to make sense, but and I think that's also a negotiating tactic for the UFC, because I don't think they really want to leave ESPN, because then you can have all of those fuckers talking about UFC all the time. Because I think if they go to Netflix, you lose like a legitimate sports company talking about your sport.
Right.
Because the ESPN's always going to cover all the major sports, but I still think UFC is fringe to them.
Yeah.
Like they weren't really talking about it until they signed a deal, and then it was like, oh my God, fucking UFC. But it'll be interesting to see. But I wouldn't be surprised if they did some sort of a package with Netflix. So maybe some of the shit gets pieced out. So maybe like the Contender series goes over to Netflix, and maybe they get one event a month. But I would imagine at some point they're going to be in this picture,
They have to be.
you
They're a
know?
major player, I think. They're pivoting their business, I think.
Yeah.
They're
And I
trying to figure
think they
some
did
shit out.
something with WWE. I don't follow
Yes.
everything they
Yep.
do, but if
That
WWE is
Monday Night
here,
Raw, I think we talked, that's what we talked about. I think
yeah.
the 10-year deal that they had,
Right.
it was going to be starting in 25. They're going to have Monday Night Raw on Netflix, apparently. So.
So that kind of makes sense. They're the same company. So you should see some dual threat action, little DP. Let's see. We got a question posed. So someone was asking, move back. Will anyone overtake Derek Lewis's KO record in the UFC? And let me pull this up. It's going to show a bunch of shit because my tweet isn't fully loading. So. Just kind of disregard the submission or the finishes. But if Derek Lewis is number one at 15, and then you have like all the retired or people that aren't here anymore. So you have Matt Brown at 13, Anderson Silva tied at 11 with Anthony Johnson, Dustin Poirier, Max Holloway, Thiago Santos, and then four other people at 10. You have Michael Bisping, Cain Velasquez, Junior Dos Santos, and Donald Cerrone. So Poirier and Holloway are the only two still active people in the UFC.
Yeah, but they're not gonna KO the next four fighters out of the next four fighters. They're
Right.
not even gonna have four fighters, I don't think. So no, I don't think anyone's gonna catch him for a while. It's gonna be some up and coming person that's gonna do it sometime
Yeah.
from now.
And I was going, wait a second, like, where is Andrei Arlovsky? So I had to look him up and see he has nine. So that's why he's not on this list, because I was trying to think like who else would be on here. I mean, obviously, like I think his last 10 fights, he's either been KO'd or went to decision. So because he was knocking fools out back in the day, but then again, he wasn't always in the UFC. Some of these guys can have these records because you spend a long time in the UFC, you're gonna rack up some shit. But Arlovsky bounced around to a bunch of different places and then
They
came
did.
back.
Oh
So.
God, I still remember that KO against Fedor. I thought he killed him. He looked
Well, he had
dead.
to go for a flying knee. He was winning the fight.
Yes, he was. And then something happens, and he just went bananas.
He decided it's time to go airborne. And it didn't work out. And hopefully I can find that and show that, but we'll see. I saw Jake Paul posted some video. I want to get your feedback on this. And just say, does his body look weird to you? Like something doesn't look right.
Might be the camera angle. I don't know.
Maybe it's the shorts are boosted up high, but I heard the rumor is he's weighing like 230 something.
Right, that's really big.
Yeah. Because he's got like no abs, I think. That's part of the problem.
Yeah, he's huge.
Because I think even they did a press conference. I think Mike Tyson was even saying he looked fat. So I don't know if it's similar to John Jones when he's trying to move up to heavyweight. Because Jake was usually like around 185, if I remember correctly. I recollect. But I don't know. Maybe. And then during that press conference, there's also this weird exchange. And I don't know what to make of it. Maybe you do. So Jake Paul says, I want to kiss Mike's big, juicy lips. And then Mike retorts, says, I saw a picture of him at 16 doing a little dance on YouTube. And for some reason, I had an erection.
What the hell?
What's that about?
I don't know.
What's going on?
I think they really like each other, apparently.
Very sexual.
Crazy.
Very pedophilia. Pedophile.
Totally. Know.
And then one other quick thing. There's a fun rumor.
Oh, no. He froze again.
Are you there?
I am here. You froze okay. again.
Yeah, I went offline again. I think there's too much streaming going on in my household.
Too many streams.
Too many streams. And I have like a million upload and download. So sorry about that.
It's okay. You have to delete some people off the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put a fucking kibosh on recording nights. Yes. The rumor, or could be true, Ronda Rousey said this. She said Travis Brown told Brendan Schaub, Ronda says fuck you after he TKO'd him. Is that true? Do you believe that?
Wait, I'm lost.
Travis Brown fought Brendan Schaub and he
yes.
TKO'd him, and he said Ronda says fuck you right after that happened.
What, when he TKO'd him?
Yeah.
Do you think that actually happened?
Yes. Well, that's what Ronda Rousey's claiming. But wouldn't that be on point for her?
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's concussed. How would he remember?
No, he Travis would. Brown wasn't, because he fucked up Brendan Schaub.
Oh, gotcha.
It's all good. Because Brendan and her were dating for a while. Brendan and Ronda Rousey.
Oh, now it makes sense. I forgot that part. Oh, okay. I'm like, nah, okay. Now you got me.
It's all good in the hood. What else is happening?
I got a little outdoor trading video for you.
What?
I'm running on fumes here with the... what else is left here? All right. So have you seen anything like this? Here we are doing a little boxing training in the woods with a bear. What is this bear doing?
Calisthenics. He's got to stay in shape. All these other guys do whatever they're doing. Some kind of TikTok challenge.
I don't know. Pretty crazy.
It's Russia. I'm guessing it's Russia.
Okay. Go ahead. I got some KOs. That's what I got left.
Okay. Let me get like, I got 1, 2, 3, 4 things, and then we can hit the KOs and then get to it. I got to open a bunch of windows and hopefully my internet holds up. I forgot that someone's also streaming in ultra high def right now. So that's probably the problem. That's, I'm like, yeah, get the ultra high def version, not thinking that we're recording. So that's my fault. Holy shit, this was loud. So let's turn the volume down on that. Let's open this one. Pause that. Okay, I'm dialing 3 things up. So new sports. Let's start with, here you go. I don't know if you've seen this. Let's make sure there's no sound. Great. This is racing on a piece of balsa wood. Did you know this is a thing?
No, but this looks amazing.
It looks totally safe.
They should be wearing helmets, though.
Nah, fuck that. It's all or nothing.
Oh, that was bad.
You got to go for broke. I feel like we're the wild world of sports. We like to bring your shit in front of the coach. Fuck me, man.
I feel like,
I think we need to bring this to fucking Illinois.
I'm down, but please wear a helmet. Good Lord. Those guys.
Yeah. And then we just go to some basic pillow fighting, you know. It's not a lot of action in this. I feel like the pillows should be like a sack of rocks. Then you might have more action. None of this fluffy shit. Sack of rocks. And then obviously we got to finish with the fucking ice fights. Hockey boxing, the fight league. And again, like, why couldn't Dana White invest in this? Oof. Oof. If you're in Vegas, they have the Vegas Golden Knights. Oof. That guy is wrecked.
Ice fights.
Ice fights. I like that. It should be whispered every time someone says it, like Candyman. Candyman.
Oof. You got that guy pretty good.
Yeah. And I think I have a tweet of the week before we hit some KOs. This is Fighters Only. He says, hey, man, here's an idea of what a UFC event will look like at the Sphere.
Oh, Jesus.
Kind of looks like you two at the Sphere. A yeah. Couple guys.
Oh, wow. That would be too crazy. I don't think I can handle that.
No. And I think Dana says it's just one and done. But again, I said it's going to be the most horrific event they've ever put on. There's no way. I mean, it's going to look cool. It's going to be the worst thing ever for the fighters. But apparently we don't give a shit. So anyway, let's hit some KOs. What do you got?
Got a little bare knuckle KO here.
Nice.
I can't play sound on these, but let me zoom in. Does that zoom in when I zoom in?
Yep.
Okay, good.
We're zoomed.
There we go. And
oh,
we're done.
And he just presses off button. He's one like, more time, I got to reboot. I got to reboot.
Got him with all of the right hand. Should I just pound
yeah,
him
go
out?
Ahead. Run the train on this fucker.
Okay, here we go. Here's another one. A little zoom in on this bad boy, too. It looks like a video game.
It looks like a knee injury. And a broken nose. And a broken dick at the same time.
Very nasty. Yep. And then the last one. I don't know if we saw this before a few weeks ago. I can't remember, but let's pretend we didn't if we did, because it's just so amazing. These two, did we see this KO?
I don't know. We've seen so many. They look all look that. Familiar. I'm down with it. I like the side video that was going on there too. The chicken fucking KO'd. All right. Here's the one I found. Some boxing shit. Who knows if we've seen it or not, but
oh, it's damn. Like
you just get punched out through the ropes. Can I get a little help?
Good night.
I like how the guy's counting them out. Like, can we get him back in the fucking ring before you start counting them out? I don't know. Anyway. Do you got anything else? I just got one more thing before we can get some knowledge.
No.
Okay. So apparently AI has been getting its hands on a bunch of shit. So it got its hands on Kenzie Dern.
Who?
Yeah.
How so? What did it do?
Well, it likes to enlarge certain things.
Whoa.
I don't know what to say about it. I'm just saying AI's got its hands on things.
That looks crazy.
It does, right?
Is right.
Give us some knowledge. What do you got?
I just have one video, which is hold on. Let me cue this up a little bit better because. So we have a little midget guy wrestling. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering your thoughts on.
I don't think that's street legal. I don't think you can do that.
Is that legal?
It's not street legal, but I love it. So, all right, let's see where we want to start. So, apparently, there was some sort of portal put up between New York City and Dublin. I don't know if you saw this thing, but I'll post this video. So, you know, New York City has got to show a little fun stuff.
Oh, wow. The people in Dublin are like,
what the shit's going on? And then, you know, from the other side, it was kind of like this. Apparently, Hezbollah's on the other side. He's enjoying that. His camera out, taking a little picture. And then, you know, Mother's Day just happened. So Holly Berry made a little post. I'll close it out on this one. So,
oh, Jesus.
I don't know why she wants to say Happy Mother's Day from the bottom of my heart. So she's like 50 something. I don't know.
Good for her.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting how these ladies are still in shape in their 50s. 50 like looks 30 now these days. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. At least 40. I don't know. On that note, we can shut down before my internet shuts off again.
Yes. That has been another edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.